Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to learn the third Aliyah in Parsha's Tazria Metzaira. That's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem. And we continue to talk about different types of tzaras. V'ish ki marit rashai. And a man, if his hair falls out, kereachu taharhu. It's called a kereach. He's considered bald. He's tahar. Now this baldness, kereach, is talking about baldness of the back of the head. V'im mipa'as panav yimarit rashai. If on the front of his head his hair falls out, gibeachu. He's considered gibeach, which means frontal baldness. Taharhu. He's also tahar. Now what does that mean? He's tahar. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem. Kereachu tarhu, tar mitumas nisakin, he's tar from tumav nisakin. Nesek is the type of negat saras, which is on a place that has hair, but he doesn't have hair anymore. She'ena nidin misimani resh v'zakan, he's not judged with a different simanim of saras if he has it on his hair or beard. She'ena kaim seir, because that's a place where he has hair. He doesn't have hair anymore over here. Ela b'simani nige or basar b'seir lavan u'michio feshein. He's judged with the regular simanim of a nega on his flesh, with white hair, healthy skin, and it's spreading out. Even though this nega is found in a place that usually has hair, since his hair fell out, it's judged as a place that doesn't have hair. It's judged as just regular skin. So back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Beis V'chia B'Karachas or B'Gabachas. If he has on this back baldness or on this frontal baldness, nega lavan adam dam, a reddish white nega, tzaras parachasi. This is a breakout of tzaras B'Karach toy B'Gabach toy on this back baldness or this front baldness. V'roi se'akoyin in the country. Look at it. V'hinei se'es hanega lavan adam demis B'Karach toy B'Gabach toy, and he has his reddish white se'es on his karachas or gabachas, kamari tzaras or basar, just like tzaras on his skin. Ish tzarohu tamehu. He's a man with tzaras. He's tamei. Tamei tamenu akoin b'roish enigoy. The kohen shall be metamei him. His nega is on his head. And now what happens with him? V'hatzarua, this fellow that has tzaras, asher baya nega, the nega is on him. Begadav yufrumim. His begadim shall be torn v'roish yia perua, and his head shall remain unshaven. He shouldn't cut his hair. V'al safam yate. He should wrap himself until his mustache. V'tamei tamei yikra. He should call out, tamei, tamei. Kol yimei asher nega boy yitma, tamei hu. All the days that this impure nega is on him, he's tamei. Badad yeshev mechutz machna mashavoy. He shall sit alone. Outside camp should be his dwelling place. Now let's see a very important Rashi over here in Pasuk Mem Vav, Badad Yeshev, Shaloyu Shar Tmeim Yeshvim Imai. Other people that are Tamei are not allowed to sit with him either. Vam Rabbi Seinu and Chazal say, Manish Tanim Shar Tmeim Leshe Badad. Why is it this person who has Saras, he's different from all other people that are Tamei, he has to sit alone? And the answer is, Hoyel Vahu Hiv De Blashin Har Ben Ishla Ishtai Ben Ishla Rieu. Since he caused a separation between people, he spoke Lashin Har, that's why he got Saras. And he caused a separation between man and his wife, or man and his friend, Afui Badal, he also has to be separate from everyone. Nichosa Machina, outside camp, outside of which camp? Shalosh Machanois, outside of the three camps, Kuhuna, Levia, and Yisrael, he's got to be outside all these camps, away from everyone. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Zayin, now we're going to talk about Tzaras on clothing or on a kli. The Habeged, and a garment, Ki Yeba Nega Tzaras, if it has a Nega Tzaras on it. The Beged Semer, or Beged Pishtim, could be talking about a wool or linen garment. Abish Si, Abba Erev, Lepishtim, Latzomer, either on the kris or the cross of this wool or linen garment, Abba Ar, or on leather, Abba Chomalechas Ar, or on anything made of leather. Or itself is talking about a plain piece of leather. Melechazar is talking about a kli made of leather. Vaya nega yurakrak oya damdam. If this nega is green or red, babeged oy ba'or oy bashsi oy ba'erev oy b'chol kli or on anything that we mentioned, nega tzarasu, it's a nega tzaras, v'haral koin, he has to show it to the koin. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Tes, trying to understand this lashon of yurakrak oya damdam. Rashi says yurakrak yarek sheb yurukin, it's a very green, and adamdam is adam sheb adumim, it's a very red type of red. So back to Chumash Pasuk Nun, v'ra koin is a nega, the koin takes a look at the nega. He has to quarantine it, put it to the side for 7 days. And v'ras ha'nega b'yom ha'shvi, when he saw the nega on the seventh day, kipasa ha'nega, the nega spread out, b'beged, b'ersi, b'erev, b'or, l'chol asher yasa, or l'malacha, or for whatever use this leather has been made, tzaras mam eres ha'nega tamehu. This is tzaras mam eres. It's an afflictive type of tzaras. It's tameh. V'sarfas ha'beged, oyashsi, oyas ha'erev, batsemer, oybepishtim, oyas kol kli ha'or, asher ya b'yanaga. He has to burn this thing that has a nega on it, ki tzaras mam eres hi. It's tzaras mam eres, oyashti sarf, it has to be burnt in fire. V'im yira akon, but if the kohen looks at it, v'hinei loifasa anega, the nega has not spread out. B'beged, b'ersi, b'erev, b'chol kli or, v'tziva akon, he shall command, v'chibsu es asher b'anega, they shall wash that which has the nega on it. They wash that beged, they wash that piece of leather, v'zgira shivas yom shenis, and then he puts it away for another 7 days. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up and continue to talk about this tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.